How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The thing about Rome isn't that it's an eternal city so much as it's eternally interesting. There's always something going on, like always something to do.
Always somewhere to take a simple common girl and impress her with all your big city sights.
Well, when a simple common girl is looking for hot gossip to pass back to a super secret boss.
I thought you said this was a date.
And I thought you wanted to mix business with pleasure.
Hey, not touching. Remember, you and I are state secrets.
Ugh, fine.
You realize you could be accused of colluding with a foreign power.
Yeah, that's what makes me sexy. Oh, I wish we could have a proper day out, where I could wine and dine you in a golden litter all up and down the Palatine in front of everybody.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
One day, maybe.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Look, we've got a whole day together. Where do we start?
Well, I could take you to one of the usual spots. Circus Maximus, see the gardens, go to some of the historical whatevers my brother loves to mention to his guests. But I don't really want to.
No?
Well, been there, done that. I want to show you somewhere new. See a part of Rome that not even I know about.
Huh. I can think of a few places that might fit that description.
You can?
I mean, if you're really sure.
Absolutely. But where?
You'll see. It's time I showed you around Rome for a while.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 14, Rome, Open City.
Choice. What do you think? Mark? Mark? Mark!
Yeah? You talking to me?
I wanted your opinion on what to do with the 13th.
What? You mean the Legion?
Yes, the Legion. We could transfer them to a different command, like Lucius Aeneas.
Who's he when he's at home?
He's a senator, Mark. An incredibly wealthy senator who could support the Legion, get their expense off our backs, and probably wouldn't rampage all over Italy with them.
How do you know?
He's trustworthy and honest.
If you think any senator is honest, you're a bigger fool than you look.
Do you think we spend too much time together?
You reckon every minute of every day could be considered too much?
Yes.
Then yes. I do think that, actually. Thanks for asking.
This is the job we signed up for.
It isn't, mate. It really isn't. There's a whole republic out there. Places to go, people to see. And I'm stuck in here talking to you. What did I do to deserve it, eh?
Do we give the 13th Legion to Lucius Aeneas, yes or no?
Lucius Aeneas can drop dead!
General, sir, I come to you from Neapolis bringing terrible news.
What is it?
Plague, sir. Plague at the house of Lucius Aeneas.
You mean he's ill?
No, sir. Dead.
Oh, perfect! See what you've done!
Oh, shut up. You sure he's dead?
He was dying when I left him.
Wait, you were there?
The last thing he did before he keeled over vomiting was order me to warn Rome before it's too late.
Right, so, if he had the plague, you could be carrying it now.
Well...
Which means you ran straight to Rome, you came in here, panting and breathing all over us.
Oh!
We might be infected as well.
Yep.
So, on top of everything else, we've got the plague. Oh, great! Things can't get any worse, can they?
Oh, yes they can. Lock the doors.
Why?
Because we're at risk of spreading the plague, which means until a doctor says otherwise, we've got to isolate ourselves from the rest of Rome.
What? You mean you and I can't leave this room?
Exactly. Still, look on the bright side. At least we've got lots of work to get on with.
Okay, these are amazing. What do you call them? Sweet nuts?
Yeah. And you got ripped off on the price. In Alexandria, you can find them everywhere.
Truly, you come from an enlightened culture.
Speaking of culture, street art!
Oh, good gods!
Graphic, isn't it?
I've heard of graffiti, but is that meant to be Sextus Pompey?
With Mark Antony, yes. I didn't even know they were friends.
Wow. It's all over the wall.
It must be part of a series. They really should have got Pompey's famously good ass in proportion. Scandalized, are we?
No. No, I suppose I understand the impulse to draw this stuff.
How do you mean?
Leaders get to do absurd things, and we get to make fun of them for it. If we as the people have no influence, the only power we have is naming it, laughing at it. What?
We as the people.
No, this isn't me self-aggrandizing.
It isn't?
No.
Okay.
Okay, but what?
Sounds like you're letting the success of a few plays go to your head. That's all.
They do have a message, though.
And they're very funny, too, but... Do you ever stop to see who's in the audience? Hint. They're the only people in Rome who can afford tickets.
You think I shouldn't do them?
No, don't stop. But maybe, as someone at the top of the civic order, you might just have a little more influence than you say you do?
Influence. Okay. Under Roman law, my little brother could marry me off to whoever he chooses on a whim. As if I was nothing more than...
property? Or a slave?
Ooh, what's happening? Over there, look.
What's our business? Whatever it is.
Oh, come on. Maybe we should see how far my influence can get me.
Octavia!
Hello in there, chaps.
What is it, Lepidus?
It's the doctor. I'll unlock the door and send him in.
I hope this guy's worth it. That's all I'm saying. He costs enough.
For risking his life with potential plague victims, he'd have to. Still, you can't get better than a Greek.
You didn't say he was Greek.
So?
Well, I mean, they read too much, don't they? Isn't healthy.
What is the matter with you?
Kyrie! Kyrie! Honoured sirs!
You're right there.
May I say what an honour it is to have two such esteemed and noble patients to practice upon.
Practice?
Your palm, sir, thank you.
Here, keep your hands to your... Ah! Did you just...
Massage the air gaps in your hands to increase circulation, sir. Flex. Feel the difference.
Right. Oh. That actually feels a lot better. How did you do that?
And as for your associate here... Oh, my.
What?
A runny nose. An early sign of plague, don't you know? Oh, give thanks to Apollo you called me in time. We must work fast if we're to ward off any bad airs hanging around.
Too late for his bad airs, mate.
Shut up. We're not sure we have the plague, of course, but...
Better safe than sorry. I quite understand. In fact, I wrote my will just before I came over.
Right.
Have you done yours?
No.
Oh, very unwise. Well. I, your new friend Demetrius, will do my utmost to prevent the plague from taking root in your bodies.
I presume you have some prophylactic to ward off disease?
Not quite. I have some ash.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's well known that a wolf's head reduced to ash, combined with a mixture of oil, nitre, vinegar and tar, makes for a salubrious lotion.
It does?
When rubbed all over the entire body with ram's wool and heated, it creates a shield against bad airs. And that's very important, you know.
Any other options?
Well, sir, there is always this.
That's an onion.
Yes, and a suppository.
Octavia, we shouldn't linger here. This crowd is getting restless.
Well, I want to know what's going on. Though I may not be able to put up with the smell for long.
Seriously?
Ruth, how do people live so closed in like this? Don't tell me they actually raised families here.
Where do you think the space for your senator's mansions came from? These people didn't crowd onto one hill for fun. Now, if you've seen enough, can we go?
You faced down pirates. Why are you afraid all of a sudden?
Because she has sense.
Quintus, what are you doing here?
My weekly shop. I live three streets over.
Dear gods, you live here?
Be it ever so humble. I'd invite you over, but I have two flatmates sleeping under the dining table and another three on top.
But if I'd known...
Quintus, what's with the crowd?
The wife of Decimus gave birth.
Well, that's a happy occasion, surely?
Oh, you really don't belong here.
What's happening?
Patria potestas is happening.
What's that?
Loosely translated, it means the head of the household, the father, can do anything. In this case, he may either acknowledge the birth of his new daughter... or deny it.
Well, he can't deny her.
It's another mouth to feed. He can barely support his family as it is.
No, come on, you can't excuse it.
Octavia, enough now.
So, the poor mother has till sunset to get someone else to take it. Hence, the community meeting.
They're giving the baby away.
Well, eventually they'll leave the girl out on the street to see if anyone wants her.
And if they don't?
She'll stay there.
But she'll die. Just die in the street and no one cares?
Of course they care.
There isn't enough to go round.
Enough what?
Money, dear. Money, food, space.
So there's nothing you can do?
What do you want me to do? If it offends your dignity, then you ought to push off before it gets worse.
No, this is Rome. We don't do this.
You do. It's just easy for you not to think about it.
Please tell me you've never seen anything like this before.
I can't. I have, even in Egypt.
Quintus?
Oh, darling, please, these groceries aren't getting any lighter.
Take this. The emeralds are small, but this should be worth something.
You want me to sell your bracelet?
I want you to give it to a good Roman woman who might have some space in her home tonight. Can you do that?
Then can I go home?
Yes.
All right. Consider it done. See you both later. Oh, Mia.
Yes?
Take the lady for a drink. She's looking somewhat pale.
Did you know it would be this bad when you brought me here?
No. Not this bad, at least. Let's get that drink.
Yes, it serves. Yep, breathe the rust. Put your backs into it. Very good.
Why does it have to be the rust from a chariot wheel?
Because that rust has absorbed the sweat and the urine of horses.
Of course. Why ever did I ask?
This is your fault.
Me?
Blah, blah, the Republic's at risk. Lock the doors, panic, panic, panic.
Oh, so you'd rather let a plague run rampant through the city?
If it got me out of this bloody room, yes.
It's time, sirs.
For what?
Canaries.
What are they going to do? Sing?
Most amusing, sir. No. You eat them.
What? Eat them?
A healthy treat. Brace the body against infection, especially when deep-fried, wrapped in cabbage.
Oh, that doesn't sound
with
too...
a side of vulture's quill.
Right.
You carry vulture quills around with you?
Of course I do. I'm a doctor.
On second thoughts, maybe the plague wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, shut up and eat your canaries.
Two Poscas, ladies.
Thank you. Come on. Drink up.
What are you even doing with me?
As in sitting with you in a so-so wine shop, or more abstract?
I mean, I'm a fool. Why would you waste any time with a fool?
You're not a fool, Octavia. You're just wrapped up in your own world.
But you were right. I didn't know the truth because I didn't want to.
You won't want to hear this, but this isn't about you. It shouldn't be. I love that you care, I do, but you actually have to put yourself out to make change. Otherwise you just muddle through and get by like the rest of us.
I guess plays aren't enough.
No, but they're as good a start as any.
I want to hear some of what you've seen in other cities. Maybe not now, but later.
You're not just trying to give yourself guilt trips, are you?
No. Would you be up for another absolutely awful day with me?
Oh, come on. Parts of it were fun. Like the sex drawings.
You should have copied a few for Cleopatra to laugh at.
Oh, gods below, I forgot. I still need to report back to her with something.
Maybe you can tell her you saw the ugly side of Rome.
Oh, it'll do. But I try to pepper my accounts with some jokes.
Oh, there. Which is the quickest way to Esquiline Hill?
Well, less than an hour's ride in that direction. You're looking for the triumvirs?
Must have sent them a warning about plague in the countryside. It's a false alarm.
They won't want to know that.
Why not?
Because I heard Mark Antony and Caesar have been locked up in their office all day, getting poked about by some quack.
And all for nothing. Oh, I can't believe I missed it.
Write a play about it and you won't have done.
Better ride over before the doctors kill them all.
Why rush? Take the scenic route.
Well, there's a story for Cleopatra. The gods must be smiling on me. Thanks for the day out. I'm sorry it wasn't more fun for us.
Oh, well, we'll have other days, won't we?
Yeah.
Look, Doctor, are you sure this is necessary?
Oh, essential! The surest way to rid yourselves of the plague is to burn it away.
I'm starting to wonder if you have any qualifications at all.
They all say that, sir.
And do you?
I'll tell you after the treatment. And hold still.
Enter! Please, God, enter!
Noble sirs, I bring word from Lucius Annette.
Hang on! He had the plague.
Reports of his death have been greatly exaggerated. He and his dinner guests were not struck with plague, but some undercooked shrimp.
You mean they had food poisoning?
The senator hopes his understandable distress did not cause you any panic.
No! Thank goodness nobody panicked! Hey, Gaius!
The senator also sends you his regrets, along with an apology, as it were.
Ta, off your piss now.
Yes, sir.
Well, medicine wins again. I'd call this case highly successful.
How'd you make that out?
You're not dead, are you?
No, but...
Well, in my book, that's a win. Huh. I'll leave my bill with your secretary.
And you know where you can shove it.
Yes, right where I put that onion. Kyraces, good health.
Can you have a doctor struck off for being too cheerful?
Mark.
If you say anything to me in this moment, boy, I will pop your head off your neck like a cork. Oh, that's a lot of coin.
I told you Aeneas was rich.
I'm not giving one of my legions to a man who gets defeated by shrimp.
No, but nice of him to send a bribe. A sizable bribe. Mark, I've had an idea.
Yeah, let's spend it on booze.
No, I mean, I think I finally know what to do about the army, about everything. There's a solution we haven't thought of. The Senate.
What about it?
The state is broke, but the senators aren't. All the wealth we need is there in private hands. We just need to make them give it to us.
Evening, Jeps. Everything all right in here?
For once, Lepidus, I think the answer is yes.
No plague?
No plague. We should send Aeneas back as messenger.
Oh, the one from this morning? No can do, I'm afraid.
Why not?
Well, we had to treat him for plague, and the doctor suggested fire. The poor fellow burnt right up.
Ah.
Doctors!
And a messenger from a wealthy Roman warned of plague. The rumor was false. But the triumvir spent the day locked up being tortured by doctors in hope of a cure. Well, what do you think? My queen?
What I think is you can do better than that, Charmian.
I'm sorry?
You should be. Another day to scout out the city, and you bring back a handful of rumors. Amusing ones, yes, but hardly sufficient.
But doesn't it mean anything that Mark Antony and Caesar will overreact to even the slightest whiff of bad news?
I knew that 2 minutes after I met them. What I need are a list of officials we can bribe, guard shift schedules, an accounting of the flow of wealth through the city. Things I cannot learn from a villa, but a faithful servant of mine might ferret out for me.
I will redouble my efforts.
I gave you free rein to pursue this matter in your own way, and that was clearly a mistake. From now on, you are done with the theater.
What?
It's not a fruitful avenue of attack, that's clear. We must find another use for you.
But
Charmian, I've spoken.
I think I can...
You think? You? Tell me, girl. Aside from learning about the plague that never was, did you suddenly become a goddess of Egypt? Beloved of your father and nation? No? Then there's nothing more to be said. Get out!
Yes, my queen. I am, as ever, your obedient servant.
Oh, I hope so, Charmian. For your sake.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardon. This episode was written by Sarah Shackett. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Meg McKellar, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Sarah Lambie, Harry Roebuck, Kazim Tosin Amore, Benjamin Garrison, Lara Sawalha, Andy Seacom, and Sarah Arga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com